is for cheese. Hello and welcome to the Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Kosiak, here to take you through the history of food one letter at a time. Today, we'll discuss one of my personal favorites, cheese. In order to understand the history of cheese, we first need to learn how cheese is traditionally produced. Cheese is made by first curdling milk, either by using an acid, such as lemon juice or vinegar, or by using an enzyme, such as rennet. Rennet is usually found in the stomach of ruminants, like cows and sheep. After the milk is curdled, it's drained and pressed to separate the liquid whey from the solid curd. Finally, the curd is salted and ripened to obtain a distinct flavor and texture of cheese. Cheese making began thousands of years ago in Asia or the Middle East. Cave paintings in the Libyan Sahara from around 5000 BCE depict what many believe to be cheese making. Historians think that cheese may have been an accidental discovery. One legend has it that an Arabic nomad filled his saddlebag, which was made from animal stomach, with milk before making the arduous journey across the desert. When he paused to drink the milk to quench his thirst, he discovered the milk had separated into curds and whey. Cheese was a part of the diet of ancient Egyptians and Sumerians. Murals featuring cheese making have been found in Egyptian tombs dating as far back as 3000 BCE. This delicious dairy product also appears in Roman literature. In Homer's The Odyssey, we find the man-eating Cyclops had, in his cave, cheese racks loaded with cheese and more lambs and kids than his pens could hold. Later, Odysseus and his men offer some of the cheese in sacrifice as they await the Cyclops' return. Enthusiasm for cheese seems to have waned in Europe after the fall of Rome and into the early Middle Ages. At this time, dairy products were perceived as peasant food, something to be avoided by the wealthy and royal. While cheese spread to China in the 13th century due to the Mongolian invasions and was written about by two court dietitians in the Yuan dynasty, cheese was starting to get a bad rap in the West. A Latin medical text written at the time warned against cheese as a producer of black bile, which does not sound good for health. Local cheeses became popular during the Elizabethan period with the introduction of cheese fairs, certainly my idea of a good time. Cheese was among the provisions the English Puritans and Separatists brought with them on the Mayflower on their journey to the New World, and it's suspected that cheesemaking was an early priority for the settlement. For a long time in North America, making cheese was a family affair, until the first milk cooperative was formed in the early 19th century, building the first cheddar plant in 1851. From the tombs of ancient Egypt to the dairy farms of Wisconsin and California, cheese has for millennia been an important part of the human diet. Mozzarella and cheddar are the top-selling cheeses in the U.S., but there are literally hundreds of types of cheese to choose from, to suit any palate or desire. To learn more about the history of other foodstuffs, tune in next time when we talk about the history of dessert. I'm Ashley Kosiak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.